Family, the bedrock of society, an important influence to children that helps shape in their perspective of life as they grow up. It helps in building their confidence, shaping their beliefs, values, and more importantly, helps them to become what God has ordained them to be. The dynamics of the family circle cannot be overemphasized. It plays a key role in our social interactions as adults and as children. And because of its domino effect in our lives, we need to pay attention to it and be heavily invested in building a healthy, strong family with the goal of raising better children, building healthy relationships between spouses, but more importantly, in building a better society across all nations. Get ready to explore and learn with Pastor Fumi Alawale on the subject of family dynamics and its impact in our lives.
Hello, good day, everyone. I hope your week has been wonderful. It's another episode on family dynamics with Pastor Fumi. We've been on intimacy in marriage for quite some time now, but we'll continue with sexual intimacy. So today we're going to be looking at sexless marriage, causes and consequences. As newly married couples, they go through the honeymoon phase. This is the time when they are high on love. Things are new and very exciting. They have passion, they have desire for sex. But as this phase comes to an end, the sex drive lowers. The excitement seems to either go or come down. And some couples start having problems in their bedrooms. So the lack of intimacy related to a sexless marriage can be painful and frustrating. And a lot of times, it's not something palatable. An unhappy sexless marriage, most of the time, will be a consequence of deeper relationship issues. So, but before we go on, we want to look at what is a sexless marriage. Sexless marriage focuses on the regularity of physical intimacy in one's life. It has to do with the significance of mismatch in the desire of both partners. So a marriage in which there's so many definitions of what a sexless marriage is. It's coming between my teeth. So marriage in which little or no sexual activity occurs between the spouses. Experts says that it occurs when you have sexless intimacy when spouses have not been intimate within a 6 to 12 month period. That's a definition by some expert. Some people say it's having sex with your partner less than 10 times a year. So, but no matter what the definition we give it, sexless marriage is a problem when one or both spouses are dissatisfied with the frequency of sexual relations. And sexless marriages can be problematic and mostly end up in conflict. So that's why we're looking at it today, to see what is it about sexless marriage and what we can do to make sure that no matter what we're going through, no matter the situation in our homes, we can look at something and find solution to it. It doesn't have to continue, except if there are medical issues. So how common is sexless marriage? According to sexless marriage statistics, they say about 10 to 20% of romantic relationships in U.S. are sexless. This was said by Robert Epstein. And Wikipedia reported that in U.S. National Health and Social Life Survey in 1992, they found out that 2% of married respondents between 18 and 59 reported no sexual intimacy. For age 65 to 80, we have 92% of married respondents reporting no sexual intimacy in the past year. So maybe it's common as we get older, but we cannot rule it out even in the younger generation. So it's that. And then we need to look at what are the causes of sexless marriages. What are the things that can lead to that? There are many reasons why marriage becomes sexless. Sometimes couples have relatively little sex since the beginning of the relationship, or they got into a habit of not having sex or regular sex. When we were looking at the previous episode, we discovered that it's so important that one has to be intentional about sex, because a time comes in relationship, especially once you pass the honeymoon stage, work is there, children are there. So if you are not intentional about it, you discover that you are not looking forward to it. It's either you come back home tired or something takes your time, and 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, nothing is happening between the two. So one has to be very intentional when it comes to sex in marriage, because that's God has given sex in marriage for a particular reason, to bring pleasure to both partners. So we shouldn't get to that habit where we're not having regular sex. And so one of the key things that could lead to that is, I title it life events. If care is not taken, life events make it harder to find time or think of being intimate. There are so many examples I can look at. Childbirth is one of them. I remember I was one of the ladies was talking to me some years back and said, you know, my husband is demanding for sex. I said, what's wrong with that? He said, I want my baby to have grown to 6 months. I said, okay, that's fine. And she said, oh, I've not, throughout the pregnancy, I didn't allow him. So he's really, really angry. So pregnancy is not something that, except you have some medical problem and doctors have said don't have sex. But sex in pregnancy, you just have to look for ways to do it so that the baby is not affected by the position, using a particular position, but it's not an hindrance. So when there is childbirth, a new baby coming into the family, because most of the time the baby is not sleeping, the mother could be very tired. And if there are no help from family, maybe mother or mother-in-law, that could produce a lot of strain on the mother. And if for one reason or the other, the husband could not give support to her, that could affect that. And also there could be constraints associated with raising children. There are a lot of, you know, work to be done. So caring for a child is always very stressful. And stress along with body changes, fatigue, reduced hormonal levels affect with the woman's sex drive. So something could be done to help that. And husband needs to understand what is going on at that point and look for a way to help the wife. Another thing is menopause. Menopause is also one of the causes of sexless marriages, as it has effect on hormonal levels as well. And there is a very strong correlation between menopause and sexless marriage. So it's important that at such a time, spouses should show each other affection in other ways to make your spouse feel wanted and valued. Also, having a highly demanding job or incompatible work schedules could affect sexual life. For example, you have some couples where the wife is coming in from night duty, the man is going out for the day duty. By the time the man comes, the woman has gone. Except when they are, you know. So for such couple to prevent sexless marriages, they need to, by every means possible, work out what they need to do and, you know, be intentional about creating time for sex. So a high level of stress can make one feel lazy when it comes to sex. So when you are under stress all the time, maybe demanding from work or stress at home, that could lead to sexless marriage as well. Another thing is depression. If somebody has depression, it makes a person, they lose interest in life. They feel very hopeless, and this way, one way or the other, affect their relationship as well. So when you or your partner experiences a mental health issue, it's important to seek for medical attention. There is support out there. We must not continue to suffer in silence. And a lot of people, especially for Afro-Caribbean people, we believe that it has a negative impact on our life when we say, okay, I'm not okay, I need help. So it's better we go for help, seek help, and let that be given to you medically so that it can help in that relationship. Another big one is communication problems. These are not necessarily fights or conflicts, but failure to voice out your sexual desire, failure to say, this is my need, or when both spouses are not happy with the process, they're no longer satisfied with the process. Maybe the man is not able to carry out necessary foreplay. Maybe it could be also due to negative experiences. Maybe one or the other, maybe one of the spouses has experienced sexual abuse in the past, and that is affecting the way they relate to their partner in marriage. That could lead to sexless marriage. So in such a situation like that, it's better to sit down and talk about it. Communication gap is one of the greatest reasons for sexless marriage. Talk about it. Let them know what you are feeling, how you're feeling, what you have gone through in life, and then you can look for solution to such. Also, having a midlife crisis or having an affair. When a man or a woman is having an affair, that could, because the man or the woman at home is no longer, you know, going to satisfy you, and then it could lead to sexless marriage. Another one is addiction to pornography. Once you have been fantasizing with another woman or a picture, it affects you don't have any feeling towards your partner, and that will, on the long run, destroy the marriage. So that's why it's important. I think we talked a bit about pornography in one of the sessions we had, but just for us to know, it could also lead to sexless marriage. Another one is a change in physical appearance. This will cause a partner to lose interest in sex. For one of them is bad hygiene. When the body odor is so strong, that we tone, especially the woman, off when you have a very bad body odor. So it's important to maintain good hygiene. Also, when a woman or a man have sexual intercourse with the partner and you end up with infection in the private part, the tendency is for that person to run away from it. So we need to keep good body hygiene, and that will go a long way to help us know that there's no danger I can give myself. Body changes are also adding excessive weight gain could lead to feeling of insecure about your body. Maybe you were very slim before you got married, but for one reason or the other, you have allowed yourself to add so much weight. And depending on the way your partner sees it, if he say, look at you, this is not the woman I married, or this is not the man I married, and complain all the time, you start feeling insecure about your body look or your look. And so that will affect the way you relate sexually. So another thing that is there is when one or both spouses are angry with each other, when you fight a lot, or when you are falling out of love with one another, that could lead to sexless marriage. We spoke about conflict resolution. It's important to, the thing we say to one another, very key, a woman is an emotional being. So the things you have said to her during the day will go a long way to affect her response to sex. And so we need to be careful what we say. And if there is anything that has caused conflicts between us, it's important that we sort it out. And God is so wise. That's why he said we should not allow the sun to go down on our anger. So when there is misunderstanding, there's no need putting it under the carpet. It's better for us to sit down and sort it out. It's not for us to keep it and say, let me just leave it. Sit down together, talk about it. This is how you made me feel. What you said, this is how it made me feel. Not accusing one another, but, you know, pointing to the issue at stake. And then you can be able to sort it out. And then your love for one another will come back to normal. And then you can have good sex life. Another major one is low or no sex drive. This is a common thing to that could happen between couple. And most of the time, the sexual drive for the two couple or a couple, the partners will be different. Some will have a very high sex drive. Some will have a very low sex drive. In most cases, it's different. You cannot have sexual drive that matches one another. So sometimes one may have very low sexual drive or may even be asexual. Other times, one or both have partner have negative association with sex. They think it's somehow dirty or believe it should be for procreation based on their background. And that's why all these things has to be sorted out. And before we discuss, you know, communication, discuss the issues or the knowledge you have about sex before marriage. Another one is health issues. This can play a role by causing a loss of desire for the libido or sexual drive. Physical inability to participate. Some of this could be lack of erection, which could be impotence in men. It could be vaginal conditions that make sexual intercourse very painful. When it's extremely painful, the woman will run away from it. And when a man has problem with erection, they become very anxious. They are confused. And so you see them running away from sex. They stay longer at work. It affects their self-esteem and it affects their desire to be physically intimate. So they want to do everything possible to avoid sex. Another important one is side effects of drugs. Some people are on medication that affect their libido. So in a situation like this, it's important to seek for help, medical help. There is help in the medical field. So see your doctor, depending on where you're located, or see your GP if you're in UK, and referral will be made to appropriate quarters. So you may also see a marriage counselor if that is what you want to do that has experience in dealing with sexual issues. Or satisfy sex therapies so as to be able to understand what the issues are and how to provide solutions to them. So we will look at the effect of a sex-led marriage on relationship. So sexual intimacy in marriage helps to create bonding between the two people involved in relationship. And this effect, no matter how small, should not be ignored. So what happens to your marriage when you and your spouse are no longer being intimate? There are times or cases when both partners are perfectly happy. They're happy to just have it sexless. And they're happy. For such people, there's no problem. But when one or the other partner is not happy, then there is need for solution to be found. So some of this sexless marriage can affect in different ways. First of all, high chance of temptations. It goes without saying that you are missing out on an important bond that you are not intimate with your partner. So sometimes the other partner that is not happy, we not be happy and they may get solution from outside. So your emotional and physical needs are not being met. This can cause you to question your commitment to fidelity. So when your partner no longer wants to be intimate with you, it may make you feel lonely and depressed. And this leaves you vulnerable to having an extramarital affair. Of course, this will complicate your marriage and likely hurt all parties involved. Another thing is reduces emotional intimacy. In some study that have been carried out, the 355 couples discussed the impact of emotional and sexual intimacy on relationship satisfaction. A higher percentage of the people were not satisfied. So it affects satisfaction in marriage. So when physical intimacy is lacking, your emotional connection will suffer. Trust is destroyed as well. The oxytocin released during physical moments, especially at orgasm, has been shown to increase trust between partners. So when this is not happening, it affects trust. And people say when trust is destroyed in any relationship, there is no relationship. It's just two people living under the same roof. So this is important, since trust is what helps us feel connected to our spouse. So there's something that we need to do to ensure that trust continues. So we need to build trust, and this comes as we build our sexual intimacy with one another. It is a deeply personal experience that you share with your partner. So when this experience is lacking, your trust in your spouse may wane. So if your spouse has lost interest in sex, you may start to question their loyalty to you. So that's why it is important that we don't just cover it up, but look for solution. Such thinking can damage the marital relationship. Also, it ruins your self-esteem. The person that wants sex will be feeling, am I not capable enough? They don't feel a man. They don't feel a woman. You feel sexy and desire by your partner has gone. And this will affect your ego as a man, especially. So it's important that we know that for our mental health to suffer, there is need to enjoy our sexual intimacy. Also, it could be embarrassing, even though I've said before that your sexual relationship with your partner is not what you discuss in your place of work. It's not what you discuss among your friends. Be careful what you say. But sometimes you may be in a place where they're talking about it. And because you know what is happening to you at home, you feel embarrassed because you've not been enjoying intimacy with your partner. So, and this is true even if nobody knows about it. If nobody knows about what goes on in your marital relationship. So we need to do something about it. And what can we do when you are in a sexless marriage? Being in a happy sexless marriage can be good. And the person may be happy about it. But when somebody is not happy about it, something has to be done about it. So first of all, talk about it. Communication is key. It's the backbone for any strong marriage. One man, Dr. Becky Warner, says getting relationship help always start with communicating that an issue exists and a desire to work on it together. So you need to communicate with your, this is how I feel. I'm not enjoying it, or this is the problem I have. If you don't talk about it, just say, no, we are old now. You know, you're just turning down the man or turning down the woman. So it's important that we talk about it. And when we have talked about it, then we can look for solution as this is. So voice out what your needs are, how you feel. Don't criticize your partner. And I want to say that divorce or separation is not an option for us as a Christian. Instead, we try and do all that is possible to make it work. It's worth your time and energy. And another thing we can do is get help. Not everyone is comfortable sharing the in and out of their lives with a stranger, but therapy can be beneficial. Whether you are attending with your spouse or you're going as a single person, you need to seek for help. There is help out there. And also, we can pray about it. We can pray about it. There's nothing that is too difficult for God to do. What God cannot do does not exist. And in fact, if God gave us sex as a gift, we can talk to him and say, you know what? I don't know what is happening with my partner. This is the way I'm feeling. I don't want to go into sin, but help us. Pray about it. Talk about it. Share your life together. Share the way you feel. Communicate openly with your spouse about the problem you're having. So if you can go to for marital therapy or sex therapy, everything is good. Or talk to your doctor. Maybe something can be done, especially if it's a medical problem. And if you're on medication that are producing this side effect, talk to your doctor about it. They can give you something to help you boost it. And we don't need to be quiet about it. Solution, we have solutions, especially for those of us that are in God. And I believe that God will help us. So please, this is something that can be dealt with. So don't go on, continue to suffer in silence. Seek help. And the Lord is there to help us. I pray that God will help us and perfect our marriages and make it what we desire it to be. So have a wonderful week, and the Lord bless you richly.